Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising.
Hundreds of thousands of Californians have already voted, more than 20 times as many as had voted by mail at this point in the 2016 election. And those ballots continue to come in at record rates, not just here in California, but across the country.
So what can the early return of so many ballots tell us about turnout and about how this election may go and how it'll change the way we view the results on election night? Well, for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline this afternoon by Paul Mitchell, Vice President of Political Data, Inc. in Sacramento, a research firm that, among other things, tracks ballots as they come in, and he does it like no one else can. Thanks so much for being with us, Paul. And first of all, what are you seeing so far as Californians returning their ballots?
Well, we're definitely seeing a really rapid rate of voters returning those ballots, much more rapidly than ever before in California. And part of that is likely attributable to the fact that everybody's getting mailed a ballot this year as opposed to prior election cycles. But that can't just be all of it. There really is definitely a lot of voter enthusiasm right now.
So tell us more about how you track ballots. I mean, how can you tell what party they're from? What do they tell you? You don't know who they voted for. You don't know what's on the ballot.
Yeah, nobody knows who they voted for, because all that happens is that counties receive these ballots. They signature verify them. They, you know, get those ballots ready to be tabulated. But they also provide to the campaigns information on essentially the voter IDs of everybody who's returned a ballot, so that those campaigns don't need to continue to phone call them and door knock them and send them mailers, and it allows them to focus on turning out the voters that have yet voted. We just do that extra step of taking that data and really just doing analysis of it to say, you know, what's the partisan breakdown, the ethnic, age, other kind of information around who has already voted.
So what is that data telling you so far? What are you able to tell as far as who's voting?
Well, it's really interesting. We know that based on polling and expectations going into the election cycle, that there essentially were these two, the Democratic and Republican voters, they're kind of in two different worlds. Democratic voters seemed to be wanting to vote early, and Republican voters were seeming to really kind of reject the voting by mail and wanting to vote in person at the polls. And that's coming true in the data we're seeing so far, a much higher Democratic representation in this first few days of absentee ballots. But at the same time, the Democrats that are voting are almost entirely voters that we would have expected to vote. So 90% of them voted in the 16 general. They're more affluent, they're older. So it isn't necessarily yet representative of a surge of unexpected voters or new voters, but it just seems like a lot of the really likely voters voting earlier.
Traditionally, on election night, you know, they start counting the absentees. They used to be more Republican and more conservative. So what happened?
Well, that is still a little bit true in that the voters that have returned their ballots so far are more likely to be homeowners, they're more likely to be, they're whiter, they're more affluent. It's just that we're now seeing this partisan shift where a lot of Republicans seem to be wanting to vote at the polls. And so we'll probably see a little difference in the election outcomes. And by that, what I mean is generally on election night, right at 8 o'clock, they report the results of everybody who had done those early vote by mails, and it's traditionally really Republican-leaning. And then as they go through the night and as they get into the days and weeks afterwards of counting ballots, that's when they're getting a lot of the people that voted later or had to do a same-day registration or had to vote with a provisional ballot, and that those always broke more Democratic. So they call that the blue shift, that as they count ballots, the races generally get a point or two more Democratic. This year, that just might not happen. It might not go the other way, but it might not happen that we see this big shift because so many Democrats are voting early.
Yeah, and we saw what that blue shift did in those close congressional races in California just 2 years ago. So could we see this year on election night that the initial numbers, and, you know, I'm one of those people who working election night, I look and caution people. Well, of course, let's just use Trump and Biden as an example. Trump is ahead because these are the early absentees, but that could change. Could we see the reverse be true on election night? And then as the later election day votes come in, it could move back towards the Republicans. And then when the late absentee votes come in, it goes back to the blue side again? I mean, do we have to throw all our old preconceptions about this out the window?
My prediction is that it's not going to flip, but it's just not going to exist anymore. That in this coming election, I think what we see on election night in terms of these, you know, the California results, that this early high turnout from Democrats is essentially going to be a counterbalance to that blue shift. And it'll probably mean that what we see on election night is going to hold more than it has in the past.
Are we speaking about California specifically, or are you seeing these trends all across the country?
Well, we are seeing trends of higher turnout, especially from Democratic voters who, like I said, I think nationally have gotten on this train of we're going to vote early. We're going to vote early. We're going to put it on our Instagram. I call it kind of the selfie wave of early voting of people, you know, really signaling to their friends that I've turned out and voted, where the opposite is almost true with Republicans. A lot more of them are expressing a desire to vote at the polling places and in person. So we definitely are seeing this nationally. We're also seeing record numbers of people voting by mail. In some states, it's because the state really never encouraged vote by mail before, and they're doing it for the first time this year. And then there's also something about this blue shift that nationally it's not as true as it is in California. And in fact, in some states like Florida and some parts of Florida in particular, they actually have a red shift where the later voting population, which might be Hispanic but more Republican Hispanic, causes races to shift a little bit Republican at the end. So there are subtle differences nationally, but overall we are seeing a high rate of enthusiasm, especially among those voters who are really embracing the vote by mail.
One last one for you, Paul. You mentioned that a lot of the people who are voting so far are people you would expect to vote anyway. So does that mean that those Democrats are essentially cannibalizing their election day in-person turnout? Or do we think that this might actually mean much higher turnout too?
Well, you grabbed one of my favorite catchphrases in elections. It's cannibalizing the vote essentially is when a group will turn out really big numbers in the beginning, but all they're really doing is turning out earlier in the process. They're not actually increasing their numbers of voters. There's a lot to be said that probably a lot of these voters are cannibalizing their election day vote when we see 90% of these voters being really likely to vote anyway. However, this enthusiasm among the most high propensity voters is likely also felt by lower propensity voters. And it's very likely that we're going to see high turnout across the board. I would predict that we probably see percentage rates of turnout that are close to the 1980 election. So we're talking, you know, you have to go back four decades essentially to get turnout numbers like we're going to have. And in terms of raw votes cast, we're going to shatter any election. We've got 22 million voters probably by the time the election rolls around, and the total number of voters will break every record.
Wow. All right. Thanks so much, Paul Mitchell, election data expert at Political Data, Inc. in Sacramento. Always fascinating to chat with you. We're going to see how this all plays out. We're only 3 weeks away from the election. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 in the afternoon. It's also available at kcbsradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find me on Twitter at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.